This is the opening of the show. If you're a new listener and this happens to be the first show you're listening to, well, you're listening to part two. Go listen to part one last week's. Get to hear the opening theme. That's a treat. So, by the way, see that air you hear in the background? That's because I'm in Las Vegas in my hotel room, and I'm recording the opening. And if I shut the air for 1 second, it gets boiling hot in here. So that's the unprofessional noise you hear in the background. Anyway, today's a good show. I'm here in Vegas, by the way. I'm at Harrah's. I'm with Bobby Miyamoto, Daniel Kino.
Hello.
Hello. And
Bobby's not here right now.
Bobby's not here. Bobby didn't get a hotel room. He got a cabana.
By the pool.
By the pool. So he goes. He goes every day. He opens up the cabana. He goes, ladies, I'm doing a show at the thing tonight. Anyway, we're at Harrah's. We have two shows tonight, Friday, two shows Saturday, and two shows Sunday.
At the Improv.
So come on by if you're a podcast listener. We could use you. You know, it's nice to have some podcast people mixed in. But it's been actually a lot of fun. Okay, let me move on real quick. Don't forget to tweet Kia. Okay, done. Keep doing it. By the way, I appreciate when you do that. Oh, by the way, I'll do this for Scott Aukerman. A shout out for Scott Aukerman. The new show, Comedy Bang Bang, debuts Friday the 8th. That's right, June 8th, 9 o'clock Central Time. And
On IFC.
On IFC, that's right. Okay, so enough with that. Oh, by the way, Reggie, you know who the band is?
Reggie Watts.
You know what?
It's going to be great.
I know this is the opening of my show, but what I like about that show is that it's hard to explain. And you know why? Because that means it's different. If it's easy to explain, it's not different. But I know their first guest is Amy Poehler. So there we go. And today's show is part two. And that's all I need. That's all I need to tell you. Have a nice day. Be strong. Keep up with your sobriety. That's right. I get emails. Some people are going through sobriety. You know what? I'm going to help you out with this sobriety thing. I think this might help you because you can't just say, stay strong. Fuck that. You need a little more grit than that to the encouragement to go through what you're going through. Now, look, I know everything's hard. Quitting smoking's hard. Losing weight's hard. But when you're a serious alcoholic or you have a serious drug problem, I'm going to give you some motivation. I figured this out. If I meet people and they never drank, all right, that's great. But I don't really admire, I don't really go, oh my God. But if I meet someone and they had a serious drug problem or a serious alcohol problem, and then I go, hey, what's your story? You know, sometimes you're curious. Oh, I've been clean 2 years. I've been clean 3 years. I've been clean a year. I'm like, fuck. I have a lot of admiration. You're like a superhero. So fucking stay strong. Do it. You can fucking do this. That's right. That's the way you got to say it. You can't go, you could do this. No, you can fucking do this. And then think about the payoff. When you can tell people it's been a year, you know, it's like, fuck, people admire you. I know I do. That's the only reason I'm saying this. Because I met someone, I know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say they're, well, I guess they don't care, but it's someone in my family. And they've been 2 years. And I'm fucking, every time I see them, I'm like, good for you. So be a superhero. That's what you'll be. What a good story. 2 fucking years. A year. I haven't done nothing. All right. You know what I mean by nothing. No drugs. Hopefully you're doing other stuff. You're not just sitting in a room sober. Hey, if you do that, that's okay. Whatever it takes. All right. There you go, everybody. And by the way, you people that are going through sobriety, I really need you to tweet Kia. Come on, I just gave you a pep talk for the love of God. It's the least I... And here's what I want you to tweet.
You got a lot of free time on your hands.
Yeah, you... I want you to tweet Kia. We got to up the ante a little. You got to tweet Kia this. Quit Kia. Kia Motors. At Kia Motors. Call Todd's management for the love of God. Brillstein Entertainment. All right. The good people over at Kia Motors. All right, that's it. Enjoy the show. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
This is part two. Part two. Part two is going to be shorter than part one. Just we didn't know where to break, so we went way over. So what's going up on the screen? Oh, yeah, there we go. There's the clock. So brace yourselves, everybody. You know, my mom is, this is the truth. What are you looking at?
When someone gives you that face,
yeah,
raise yourselves for news.
You look like
your mom.
You were really.
You're trying to
attention.
Overdo how much you're paying attention.
Oh, right, exactly. That's what you're doing. It's funny. It's funny. It's like it's so phony, you know. Yeah. It's like, oh, all right, I'm not that interesting. Relax. What, Jordan?
What?
Oh, don't.
What?
What? What?
What?
Come on.
Hello.
Right now. Oh, now that don't merge two bits together.
No, she'll do it.
Leave it to her. So I'm trying to get my mom. This is the truth.
Can I ask a side question?
Yes.
About the show. How does it work when you do a two-parter like this? Do you say hello again?
I think, you know, you're right.
Do we say, hello? Hey, it's been a week since last time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because it has been a week.
Yeah.
I can imagine that, even though, it, you know, we're rolling right into it.
We took a bit of a break, shorter than you did, listening at home or wherever.
Yes. You know what, Daniel?
But hello.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's about time somebody
else.
Rory
is here.
I'm here again. I'm here again.
Mm-hmm. And Jordan.
Now
do we have Paul Anka? Is that going to happen on this one?
No.
Why would you throw us under the bus? You know we haven't had time.
Because I honestly wondered if you had planned this. I was like, oh, this is pretty.
Well, we could get Paul Anka. Maybe we will. But you, which I thought was very nice to give it a vibe of a separate show, you and Jordan drove around the block.
Yeah.
1,700 times.
Yes.
What made you do that? We were dying in here.
What did you guys, like, did you guys do a pool?
We played the dog music.
When we drove by, you did?
Every time you were driving around the block, did you see us in here hyperventilating?
Yeah.
And you were waving and vigorously. Yeah. And when you were holding Jordan out of the, it was making us laugh so hard.
Yeah.
And you were driving around the block. Like, what kind of car is that you have? It's like a motorcycle car?
No, it's one of those cars you wind it up from the back and then it pops up and down as you go.
It looks like
as the wheels turn, we pop up and down.
You make the funniest visual.
And like when I hit the car horn, confetti shoots out of the headlights. And if I put the windshield wipers on, a giant dog's tongue licks the windshield, and we just hop up and down.
How can you not be laughing, Daniel? Do you hear what he's saying?
Yeah, I heard him.
Really?
So I'm enjoying it.
No, you were picking your teeth.
And doing that.
This is the best music to argue over.
Try it. Try to argue with it.
What are we arguing about?
We're arguing about arguing.
Oh, wait. What if there's a CD of me out released of me yelling at the audience? I don't want to yell at anybody, even in a bit. Yeah, this wouldn't be a good. It doesn't have to be me, but if the CD was released, but somebody put this music in it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you're like, okay, so play it. Here's the CD that gets released, but somebody. Yeah.
Who the fuck? When I'm out there, who are you guys fucking looking at when I go in for the clothes? Who the fuck are you looking at? Tell me, who are you looking at?
I don't know. Where should
I look? Should fucking know!
I don't know.
My name's up there. Hey, who's check? Has anybody's check bounced this year? No.
No.
That's the decency I want when you guys out there. So when I go in for the clothes, Joey, who are you looking at when I'm doing my way, when I'm going in for the clothes? Who are you looking at?
I would...
Look at fucking me! Look at fucking me! You guys bring the worst out of me. Let me tell you something. When I slice like a fucking knife. You want me to bring a conductor in here?
Yes, we asked you for a conductor already. We asked for one last week.
You got a big mouth, Larry. Where's your black shirt I told you to wear?
It's in my closet.
Well, fucking wear it. You know, you got a big mouth. And you're
my wife's in the
shut
hospital.
Up. No, I don't give a fuck.
My wife's in the hospital.
I don't give a fuck.
I left it in the closet at the hospital. I was visiting.
Where? Buy a black shirt.
All right, I will.
You got a big mouth.
All right, I will.
Bullshit. Every fucking one of you. I ought to fucking let you all go right now.
How come you don't have to wear a black shirt?
By the way, that's pretty much the Paul Anka tape.
I don't think it's unfair that...
What do you want to know? I'm not... You don't fucking tell... Don't raise your hand, Bobby.
I just want to ask one thing. Are we going to be done soon? Golden Girls is on in 15 minutes.
Thank you for being...
And I don't want to miss it. This is season 4 finale.
What do you want to tell me about the Golden Girls?
No, I don't know if you've been watching this season.
No, you've
but
done this before.
Blanche is...
When I'm mad at the audience...
What? I'm just...
When I'm mad at the audience, you don't start sitting there asking me questions about the Golden Girls. I'm fucking angry.
I'm just saying, Blanche had this long love interest arc with the lawyer, and I just don't know that I want to miss it because I
don't give a fuck! I don't give a fuck, Bobby, about the goddamn Golden Girls. Are you kidding me? You want to have me bust an aneurysm? I don't know one, Bobby, and that's why we're in the middle of this. Shut the fuck up about the Golden Girls. I look over when I'm going into the break on my way, and I see you whispering over to the violinist, do you listen to Golden Girls?
It's
the violinist. He worked on the theme. We were just talking about his. I mean, what was I supposed to do? I didn't know you. That's that.
I just have a point. All right, I got to take a deep breath. That was a lot of work. Hold on.
Oh,
what do you have?
I don't know. We had to take a break. Well, I thought we could just keep talking.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure that's how you would.
Todd's out of breath, everybody. Slow down.
It's all good. That was a lot, you know.
That was good. It was really well done.
In the first really 6 minutes, that's what they got.
That's the way we're right out of the bat.
Yeah.
So Dr. Genter.
Yes.
He's going to help my mom because her friend, my mom's friend, I actually empathetic to this. My mom's friend had a facelift. She's 70. She looked great. My mom feels like she's 40. She just wants to, you know. So Dr. Genter, you know, I think he's going to help me out. So I wrote a little jingle. For Dr. Genter in Jenkintown. This guy's the best. I really did this. Dr. Genter, I need your help. Come on. Do the right thing.
Dr. Genter. Todd wants to thank you for helping. Todd's mom needs help with a facelift.
He gets it in there.
You're really the best. According to Preston and Steve,
that's right, Philly. Wah-wah.
They recommend you highly. Dr. Genter, the word on the street is your plastic surgery is an art form, and isn't that who you'd want working on you? Dr. Genter, Todd Glass thanks you for your help.
Your help.
Dr. Genter, Todd's mom really needs your help.
Please
now.
Listen, here's the kicker. Oh.
We'll show the before and after pics.
Before and after pics.
On the Jimmy Kimmel Show late at night.
Oh, yes. Dr. Genter.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Is it Daniel Keno? Doctor, do you have Dr. Genter's phone number? Can you ask Todd?
Yeah, I think Todd
I'm
has
right
it.
Here.
Hello?
Todd, could you give her the number?
I'm not doing this. Hello? I say
no, ma'am.
Hello, Dr. Daniel Keno?
Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Are you a piece of paper?
Yes.
Okay, write it down, Todd. Go ahead.
No, because I feel like I know what's happening.
Hello?
She'll never...
Hello.
His Dr. Genter's number?
Oh, yeah.
He's
hello.
In Jenkins.
Ma'am, are you listening?
Hello, Daniel.
Okay, here's the number. Go ahead. Todd, just give her the number, please.
Can I tell you something? I have to break it. I get jealous. Like, she loves him so much. And the minute he hears the voice, is that Daniel Keno? It's almost adorable. Is that Daniel Keno? She must really like him.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hello? Hello?
Please, I'm going to tell you right now, caller. I know you hear me, and I know you like Daniel. Please just respond to what I'm saying. Please, I'm asking you nicely. I just need you to hear me. I know you hear me. I don't know. I don't think you're playing a game. I think it's your way of letting Daniel know you like him more.
Hello,
ma'am. Did you?
Hello, Daniel Keno.
did you just hear that?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not trying to pull on your heartstrings.
Hello.
But when you do that, it just crushes me because I Hello? I just it just because I want you to like me as much as you like Daniel.
Hello?
And I'm just asking
Hello?
You
Hello?
I think you hear me. I think you really
Hello?
Do. What are you doing?
Hello? 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 Hello?
Ma'am?
Hello, Daniel Kato? Hello, Daniel Kato?
Can you hear us fine?
Hello? Yes.
She can't even hear you defend me either. Yeah. You notice that's funny. She'll talk to you, but the minute you go, he's bearing his soul, she can't
hello?
Hear that either.
Hello?
Say hello.
Okay. Hello, Daniel Kato.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, Todd is doing
Hello?
His best.
She has a problem. She won't even let you. She likes you, but she doesn't want to hear you defend him. Do it again. Just for me. Do it again. Okay.
Hello?
Hear
Hello?
Him.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Daniel Kato.
Hi. Thanks for calling in.
I have a question about Todd and Dr. Ginter.
Oh, sure. Let me just say something about Todd, okay?
Hello?
Because Todd does.
She knows.
Okay. Todd Glass. He
right,
does.
Listen. I think. Hold on. Getting carried away here. I think that I think we need to get to go a different direction. I think we do. I'm actually being serious, I swear to God.
All
so
right.
Let's take it in a different direction.
Here we go.
All right. I have something that I found. Has anyone go ahead, play it.
This one right here.
I know we're making a complete 360.
Well,
yeah. That's okay, it's all good. Have you ever heard this song?
Thank you for being a friend.
Funny story about this song is that did you know that the guy who wrote it was actually going to release it just as a single? It was so good on its own that NBC approached him and bought it from him for the show. Was it on NBC, by the way? Was it on NBC? Was the show on NBC? Does anybody know? I'm asking you in real life now.
You know, the funny thing about... I don't know.
Does anybody know?
We should.
Hey, yeah, we're going to take some calls. Who knows what Golden Girls was on? Was it on NBC, ABC, or CBS? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how are y'all? I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Love it.
Now, we just wondered, what network was the Golden Girls on?
I don't remember, but I'm going to tell you, Rory, I bought your CD, and I truly enjoyed it. Me and my lovely husband...
Yeah?
I guess.
Which one, NBC, ABC, CBS?
I think the song, the Golden Girls, what was the...
Yeah, we just need the channel, ma'am.
Yeah.
Just the channel.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. I'm going to say, and can I tell you, I would love to win this money.
NBC, CBS,
my
or
child,
ABC?
I have a child. This makes you have to feel bad for her. My child needs a foot operation.
Oh, NBC, ABC, or CBS.
So with this money, I'm going to get my child's foot operation.
All right, well, you have a 33% chance of getting it right if you just take a guess.
No, we're going to lose that caller.
I'll dial in. What are the odds they'll pick up on me again? Oh, I can't believe I got disconnected. This is frightening. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Go ahead. Do you NBC, CBS, or ABC?
I got back on. Okay, the Golden Girls, Estelle Getty, her real name.
NBC, CBS, or ABC?
Just the channel, ma'am.
Oh, my dear, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what network was it on?
I'm answering the wrong question.
That's correct.
B. Arthur. Okay. Oh, my God, for the 10th. I got disconnected. I hope I can call back in and they'll still pick up.
Hello, caller, you're listening to the Todd
Glass. I got disconnected. Oh, my God, I made it back on.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Is there no other caller?
Oh, the Golden Girls.
Is this the only caller?
Okay, the show
we have
was
one
the
listener.
Golden Girls. The
yes,
Golden Girls.
We already know that. Is it NBC, CBS, or ABC?
Oh my God, I feel horrible. Can I tell you?
You should.
Can I tell
it's
you
such an easy question.
Can I tell you a personal story?
Yes. Oh no! What am I saying?
Does it involve a TV network?
Yes. Oh my dear, I hung up my phone. This bit makes no sense. I don't care. There's enough here.
Hello, hello, caller.
Hi, hello.
God.
Stop yelling
That's
into your mic.
That's the only one!
Hello?
This is the only caller!
Hello?
Okay, ma'am, listen, it's NBC. Just say
Hello?
NBC, ma'am.
Hello?
Can you just say
Hello?
NBC?
Hello, is nobody answering me? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, hi, Todd Glass.
you try to make yourself feel good.
I knew it. I can't believe you're on to me. No, I knew you'd be on to me, but I thought, that's right, I'm going to make up my own character. I'm going to make up the character who likes me. Watch this.
Todd is...
Hello, 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 hello.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
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 Hello, caller. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Yeah, caller, go ahead. Oh, hi, that talk glass. You do it better than me. Sandra Van Garden is much better.
The feel. She's so pathetic. Produce Sandra Van Garden. Is that Daniel Kino? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Daniel Kino? Hello?
She's nicer. Mine was annoying. Hello? Mine was like a cross between Tootsie and shit.
I think that's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Wait, no. I love Robin Williams. It's not a joke about Robin Williams.
No, it has nothing. I know.
Okay.
Relax.
Thank you.
Everything's fine.
He'll call in. Him and Jerry Seinfeld, Mike Tomlin.
So I have a fucked up clip. This is a pastor.
Just what we were looking for.
I mean, the thing
I needed to keep the show rolling.
I am at the point now where I can enjoy just this simple-minded hate for comedy. This is a pastor reacting to to President Obama endorsing gay marriage in front of his congregation in North Carolina.
By the way, good for him, right?
For President Obama?
Yeah, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall with that conversation. Don't you think that had to be a conversation? Am I delusional between him and his wife going, we gotta, I can't. Because I think for a while, everyone knows this, there was supposed to be a wink of, I'm on the right side of this, but just you gotta trust me here. Trust me, I can't say everything, but I'm with you, I got you. Well, I'll take you, just let me get into office again. And then finally they had to say, I think Biden kind of
forced their hand a little bit.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, I know, good for him.
Yeah.
So,
So, this is a clip about hate.
So this guy is doing his best to try to express how he feels about it.
I hope that wasn't too serious for you. That's not the 99% of the listeners. It's for that one person. Oh, is Todd Gass going off on a fucking roll? Yeah, that's what I do. You fucking stop listening. You one person. But I like when you're funny. But guess what? That's not what I do. You don't get to decide what I do. That's the person that's going, no, I like when you're funny. I really do. Just when you're serious, I don't like it. But goddamn it, tough shit. This is what I do. I feel bad. You know, but that's what I'm going to do. So you may as well turn it off right now. Turn it off. No, turn it off. Seriously.
I'll turn it off or I'll fucking find you.
No, I'll find you. I'm not kidding around. You don't get to listen with out of morbid. Okay, back to you, Daniel.
So he says his shit and then he proposes a plan, quote unquote, to get rid of the, you know, you'll hear it all there.
What's he getting rid of?
Gays.
Don't play that shit on this show.
And what's funny to me is
I don't play that shit.
And what's funny to me is that he is a preacher, and what he's saying could not. I mean, it's akin to Hitler's shit. What Hitler was saying on the, you know, what do you call it, the podium. This guy's saying from a church. What do you call it? Pulpit.
Pulpit.
And the irony is lost on everyone in the room watching this, and you know more so on him.
Oh, by the way, I am going to delve into something a teeny bit. Just you know, I shouldn't even have to preface it. It's so silly, but. You know, I've always said, this is one of those things where I'm always so sure that I say it. I don't know where I am on the religious stand, but I just say, I'm all right with people that if they just, I've said it a million times, that not every church, not every synagogue preaches hate towards groups of people, in this case, gay people. I get it. I've always said that. I think I always make that so clear, but I'm going to play a clip of somebody that it's a Christian organization, and I got to give it to them. From this letter I got, I will give them a major amount of credit that they... ironclad preach no hate. I'm going to read one of the letters I got, and I think I should play it because I think even though I'm not very religious or religious at all,
right,
I still respected this letter because it's not them being mushy-mushy about it. I'm going to read the letter and read what they said. I thought it was really powerful, but there are a group of Christians that go, no, we will not fucking... The letter was written with a fever, almost like Doug Stanhope, but it was a person that was Christian that just, you could tell, had zero tolerance. But you know what? I'm playing it because I think...
Intolerant.
Had what?
Zero intolerance.
Zero intolerance. Yeah, it wasn't in between. It was so anyway, I thought it was... If there is that group, and I know they exist, I thought it was worth playing. I thought they deserved the airtime. You know, at least they're doing that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, okay, I know it did.
They're one of the good guys.
Yeah, well...
Chances are I don't mind your religion if I don't know about it. If you're a stranger and within the first couple of minutes of meeting you, I know what religion you are and what your beliefs are, I probably hate you. And again,
here we go down the slippery slope of talking about religion. But it is true that if you, people genuinely want to be happy, so if religion, if living a life of religion, and I know I'm defending this group and giving them homage or kudos for what they did, that's not preaching hate. But overall, if usually people will notice if your lifestyle is unique and one that they want to know about. You don't have to tell people. Mm-hmm. If religion really made you stand out, people would be coming to you. Mm-hmm. Not one religious person should have to go to someone else and preach. If your lifestyle really is that you live a peaceful, more happy, people would be coming to you and going, it proves that what you're doing isn't making people want to come up to you and go, what do you do? Because when you smell good, you never have to fucking tell someone what type of smell you have, ever. Never. From the minute you wear your cologne or perfume till the day you drop dead, you never have to say to someone, you want to know what type of cologne I wear? This cologne is great. This cologne is going to be great. People will.
You like my cologne?
You like my cologne? You like my cologne? People will go, what are you wearing? So the time to tell people about the way you live your life and how fantastic it is, when they ask because they notice. They'll notice.
That's great. That's great. Okay, so I...
You're like, you know what? You're like, you're like Whoopi Goldberg on The View. They hired you to go, okay, it's time to move on. That's what Whoopi has to do.
I'll take it.
That is a great point.
I feel bad for Whoopi sometimes because you know she has to go, all right, we can't get too heated here.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. So,
at least you could have said Joy Behar.
I like Joy Behar.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I actually really do.
So this, I don't know, God, now I'm paranoid that it's going to be too serious.
No, you know what?
This guy's a fucking idiot, but he says some pretty hateful shit.
Hey, you know what?
And it's funny to me.
Let me say one more thing. No, I won't.
Okay, let's hear it, Chris.
Of our president getting up and saying that it was all right for two women to marry or two men to marry, I tell you right now, I was disappointed bad. But I tell you right there, as sorry as you can get, the Bible's against it, God's against it, I'm against it, and if you've got any sense, you're against it.
Hold on, pause it.
Pause it.
I think he wants to get it. I think the guy is getting it.
No. He was saying gent it.
I want to gain it.
Gent it.
I think that's right. I want to get it. I want to get some. He's saying,
I want to get some. I want to get some.
I want to get some. God wants to get some.
Everybody want to get some.
I want to get it.
You know what? At least if someone's hateful and they're not articulate, it sure is fun to listen to.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing like listening to somebody who's dumb in their speech and in their
heart. And the content of what they're saying.
Everything about them reeks of durr.
But can you even imagine the level of stupidity that must exist when someone who, like, this guy, when people come to his church and go, you know who I think gets it? This guy.
Yeah. Yes.
This guy gets it. If God's talked to anybody, it's been through this guy. And I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. He makes me close my mind up and be unaccepting. I need help sometimes.
He's hateful and I don't know what he's saying.
Sometimes I feel like I'm listening and I'm caring. And sometimes I need someone to remind me to be less loving
sometimes
towards everybody.
Sometimes I think too much. Like on Tuesday, Wednesday, like I'll be thinking about stuff that doesn't make sense. And then, like, I'll start to question my own beliefs. But then this guy shuts the door right up.
You know what's funny,
like,
though?
Him.
If you were just purely – yes, and we're getting serious for a second, then we'll be silly. If you were just purely didn't care about your own opinion, but you just had to guess, there's been never a group of people that we gave rights to, and then in hindsight, not one. And if I'm wrong, tell me. Email me. You go, whoa. There's been nobody in the history. And it's fun that you can't say that often. Not one group. Not one. Usually have to go, don't say not one. Not one. Fucking zero. There was never anybody in the history that we gave rights to that they didn't have rights, and then we decided to give rights to them. We're down the road. We went, oh, that was a mistake.
We're
going
to take that back now?
We should have. The only one we made. Remember when we gave blank rights? That, of course, as time marches forward. But you would think just someone would go, you know what? I'm against this. But like everything
again
else.
It?
It's pro-
I'm against it.
What would it be like with him?
I'm against it.
I wonder what that pastor would sound like singing the Golden Girls. What would that sound like?
I don't know. We don't have a karaoke version.
The pastor. No, just singing it.
Who's going to have to do this?
No, here? Singing it with it. Just with the song.
Thank you. Hey, bring him, yo. You know what I say? Something gone to gay. Said people. And nothing you get. Because I don't care. I'm getting it. And God, I'm getting it. And never. And at the party. You have a party, you get it. When you get it, when
Reaver.
You go there, you get it.
You know.
Not when you get it. You get it. You would get it. Gotta get it. Jesus, get it. I'ma get it.
Hey, did you know the Golden Girls, when it launched, was only supposed to be a mid-season replacement? And it ended up going, they thought it would just be a mid-season replacement. Ended up going for 10 years.
I watched that show, Golden Girls. Four lesbians living in a house. I'ma get it.
I'ma get it.
I'ma get it.
I seen that Estelle Getty when she was alive. Trying to make the bit work.
That's the racist. That's the racist cat.
Oh, a racist cat. Oh, what?
Did you know that Estelle Getty was the first person in America to free her slaves?
Even after that rant, you're going.
Did you know that the growing pains? I don't know if people know this about growing pains, but when the growing pains, I only know this because I sat next to Alan Thicke on an airplane once a long time ago. Oh my God, what is?
Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near, dear, nowhere near. The best is ready to begin. Oh, as long as we got each other.
Jordan came in at the end. All right, that was.
What
serious.
Was that? What is that?
That is the Happy Days theme. Positive. Days. Positive.
Happy Days.
No, it's Happy
you
Days.
You want to bet money?
That's. I know it's
How
Happy Days.
How much money you want to bet?
But doesn't the?
I'll bet you $10,000. That's all I have in my savings that is liquid.
Oh, okay.
Liquid. The other stuff's tied up in bonds and mutual funds. And annuities.
Yeah.
By the way, that's the most that's ever going to come out of my mouth other than comedy that I remembered. Three things in a row. Jesus, Susie Orman would come all over her leather pants if she heard me.
Why did you read that like you wrote that punchline down and got it out just now?
No kidding.
Here's me earlier today thinking about that. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I got this Susie Orman joke already. If it comes up, even if I have to bring it up, I'll just do this Susie Orman joke right here. If Susie Orman heard that right now, she would come in her leather pants.
Oh.
The gift of conversation. I know it. There's someone out there. They found a loophole in what I just said. I think that's interesting. I don't have to move on. There's somebody looking for a loophole in what I just said. Instead of finding out. By the way, Daniel, I don't know if you're right.
The rest of this.
We will. But sink
Let's
your teeth
talk about
into this.
How am I wrong
sink
your about teeth, something first.
Sink your teeth into this. Don't you think what? There's somebody out there? Not the masses. People flip by you. That's what happens. That's people come by. They try it out. They think you're funny on one show. Then they come in here, and then when you
they
get
don't
to this,
stay. People that
I know. That's
that
all right. So maybe it's interesting to talk to them while they're here. That's how you shed them. You don't be afraid to give your views. You give your views, and that's when you lose people. Because some people go, I don't talk about that because people might disagree. That's when they decide to go the other way. I think I'm a pretty respectful person.
You know what I just realized?
I think you're a very specific taste. I mean this well. Like, you know, there's a reason Leno does better than Letterman in the numbers. He's you know, Letterman's a more specific taste. People either get it or they don't. I mean, maybe Letterman's even he's you know broader than that. But I think with you, people sign on. They're on board. They're on board. I think it's within the first 10 minutes of the podcast, you can tell whether or not person gets it and they're with you or they're not. Am I
right? I think you're right. Yeah.
Well, so I still think people forget. The reason it's good to talk about it, even though let's say a lot of people are going, hey, we're with you. I still think it's good to know that there are other people out there like that. Like I said, people forget. When you talk about this stuff or when I get emails and I share it with people, it's to remind people, hey, here we go.
Here's how
why to be more vocal about it, because don't think that it's all, you know.
You know why? What I don't understand, and this is probably why one of the reasons I'll never be as big as Leno or you know, like that giant of a comedian. It's like I never understood this thing of like Leno had. I'm quoting Jay Leno. That's why I keep bringing him up. Where he goes, but a lot of guys do that. Like, well, you know, you don't need to know his politics. With Johnny, I saw the documentary where they go, well, you didn't know his politics. He just talked. He was just funny. He gave it to everybody equally. But he had politics. And he knew what was right and what was wrong, and he knew it when people were lying to him. And why not say and make it known? Letterman does it.
Let me put it this way. If somebody doesn't want to do it, but they don't judge someone for doing it, I'm okay with that. If somebody goes, I don't choose to do it, but it's okay, I'm like, okay, I'm all right with that, because there's a lot of people that do that. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that when it comes to giving your opinion, it can be done right and it can be done wrong. Now, obviously, in just my opinion. I get it sometimes when someone goes, all right, now's not the time, or, you know. But I personally think Letterman does it almost wonderfully, where as a human being, he wants to be proud of the show that he left behind, that it was funny, mm-hmm. and that he does a great job of being funny. But also as a human, he wants to go, I'm on the air every night of the week. If I give an opinion and that makes me lose some listeners, I got enough money. I got to do what's right. I love that sometimes Letterman, you know, he's on the right side of the issue. Mm-hmm. He'll make a joke. He'll mock it. Mm-hmm. And I think he does it great. You know what it's like when people, I think it, maybe this explains it better. Can someone do it wrong? You know, where they would give their opinion and I go, all right. To me, that's like doing advertisement. When somebody goes, hey, would you do ads? I don't know. If I could do ads like Jerry Seinfeld does them, yeah. I never look at one of his ads and think it unclasses him at all. But I can't answer that question overall. Like, should celebrities do ads? Some manage to do it brilliantly. Others, you go, oh, that's sad. But it's in the individual person how they deal with it. I think it answers both of those questions. Should they talk about politics or give their views? Some do it great. Some do it in the right amount. Some don't. Anyway, do you want to play the rest of this?
Do you want to do the rest of the clip?
Sure. That's all?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Of our president getting up and saying that it was all right for two women to marry or two men to marry, I tell you right now, I was disappointed bad. But I tell you right there, as sorry as you can get, the Bible's against it, God's against it, I'm against it, and if you've got any sense, you're against it.
Mm-hmm. He's right about that.
I figured a way out.
I just realized there's only like 10 people there.
All lesbians and queers. Well, but I couldn't get it past the Congress.
What about bisexual?
Build a great, big, large fence. No. 100,
what about bisexual?
50 or 100 mile long.
Dad,
put
sit
all
down.
The lesbians
Dad, sit
in
down.
There.
No, I want to know about
Dad,
bisexual.
Sit
fly
down.
Over and drop some
He's
food.
Not very thorough.
You shut up.
You
do
shut
the same
up, Dad.
Thing with the queers and the homosexuals.
The queers and the homosexuals.
What about
and
have that
Dad, shut up.
What, you said queers, homosexuals. What about faggots?
You know what?
Jim,
in a few years,
nice.
They'll die out.
Shh.
Do you know why they can't reproduce?
Listen, you're going to learn if you two would listen. You want to learn how to be hateful and unaccepting? Then shut the fuck up.
If a man ever has a young'un, praise God, he'll be the firstin'.
Firstin.
What?
Wait,
I don't think he's making
all
sense now.
It'll be John 30.
Now? You don't think he's making sense? Just now, his logic fell off the roof for you?
Up until now, Todd's like, all right, why are we hearing this? All right.
Man, I'm going to preach the hell out of all of us.
No, you're going to tell the truth.
Preach the
I
hell
right
out
now,
of all.
Somebody said, who you going to vote for? I ain't going to vote for a baby killer and a homosexual lover.
There's 10 people.
I didn't know. I don't know. Casey Anthony was running on a ticket with John Travolta.
Listen. Amen.
God have mercy. It makes me puking sick to think about. I don't even know what I'm saying in the pulpit or not. Could you imagine kissing some man?
Ah, can you? Disgusting.
God have mercy.
Can you imagine? Can you all imagine
kissing
a man? Can you imagine
putting your lips on a man's penis that's erect slowly?
Yes. Yes.
Can you imagine the disgust
up and
of
down.
Laying next in bed next to a sweaty, naked man?
Yes, I want to do it.
Who said...
Can you imagine out there...
Yes.
Can you imagine two boys in a boy-boy relationship?
Yeah.
You can imagine
that? I like it.
Well, what? I think you've come to the wrong place.
Oh, I don't know. What are we supposed to think?
you're supposed to think it's wrong, two men.
Oh, I don't like it.
Well, I don't know if I trust you now.
No, I hate it. I swear I hated it when I came in here.
What would you do if you saw two naked boys
over
21?
I'd hate them. But not if they were drinking. They're allowed to drink. Hey, over 21.
So that's that. Thank you for being afraid. You know, Estelle Getty was very open-minded. All of them were, really. No, honestly, it's not even a joke. But did you know that the entire cast of the show went to the White House? And when Jimmy Carter was... Are you guys even listening?
Yes.
Yeah, this happened. They all went to the White House to petition for gay rights.
This is Jordan.
Fade it out. Some cops just drive by. We all got scared.
I know, and he stopped like right there.
By the way, I thought this was funny. When we're looking out the window, obviously a cop goes flying by, and that person was like parked in the middle of the crosswalk, but they started backing up. Like the cop's going to – he's heading the other direction, 90 yeah. miles an Whoa. Hour. He's going to go, hold it up, Bob. We got to make a UB. There's somebody parked. Their tires are over the line. You guys are a lot of fun. So you got that.
So that's that.
Is there any more of it?
No, I think that's about it.
You sure? Can I hear? Oh, guess what time it is.
Oh, did you get some groceries? What do you
got
here?
It's time for the, give me some reverb in my mic. It's time for the nosiest cashier.
That was one of Lynn's lesser efforts.
It's time for the nosiest cashier. I really think I could do this. I think I could. Maybe I'm not. Maybe you guys would just leave me alone sometimes. Just let me think. Hello. Oh, God.
How are you doing? You're at work right now, maybe, right? You're in a cubicle?
Take a second. This is why I'm doing this.
Take a second.
That's why I'm doing this. Caller, go ahead.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world, you can hear the sound of lovers in love.
That's great, caller.
You know what I mean.
Just the two
of us and nobody else. Inside.
Take it away, Todd.
Take it away, Todd.
There's no one else. I'm done. That's a lot of work.
Alright. Hey, would you guys mind if I...
You know what, guys? Before we... You have another clip. What are we... Oh, we're going to do the Angry Grocery Store.
Yeah, yeah.
The nosy.
The nosy one, yeah.
I know. I went into that. Should we do...
No, let's do this.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll do the nosy grocery store, and then I will do... I have a song I want to play...
We'll close out with a big number. Let's get all the bits out of the way.
Oh, you're right. So, okay, so it's... Can I get some reverb again? It's time for the nosiest grocery store.
Nosiest grocery store.
Clerk. Hello, how you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Just doing some grocery shopping.
Yeah, what do you got here? What do you got, these Totinos? Oh, yes. Must be on a tough budget these days. What happened? You get fired or something?
No. I'm just just like a snack in the middle of the day.
Yeah, just a snack? What are you, just in the middle of the day? You snack? You don't diet very well?
I can tell.
I don't know. I see any vegetables.
That's really none of your business.
Oh, look at this. Mouthwash. Three of them. Let me see your teeth.
This is ridiculous. I just want to buy
Show me your teeth.
There.
Ah, I see why. Got some stains on there. What have you been doing, huh? Brushing your teeth with coffee? Oh, condoms.
Wait,
the small kind.
Just do the beep. What's going on?
That's my partner. He does your taxes while you...
He writes all this off before you even buy it.
I'm getting... No, just play the beep. No, stop everything. Just play the beep. There we go. So she's checking me out. Do you have the background noise? No, perfect.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, there's no price on that. Will that be trouble?
Oh, yeah, it'll be a lot of trouble, but I guess you don't care about that because you only care about yourself. I'm kidding. I only say that because you don't really have a lot of items. You must be alone.
No, I'm not alone. I actually, my children, I don't, what am I, never know what I am for these bits. My children moved out last year, so I'm living by myself.
Oh, they moved out? What can you, why? They couldn't take it anymore?
They didn't move out.
They probably couldn't handle the meals. I've never seen so many hungry mans.
They were in a trucking accident.
Oh, is that because their dad can't drive? I see you buying contact lenses. This is the cheap brand. Get a real job and buy the real contact lenses.
What's wrong with you? I'm coming here to buy stuff, and you're totally disrespectful to me.
Who is?
You.
Who is?
All right, sir, you don't got to be rude to her, okay?
She's rude to her.
She's very nice. I come in here every
day. Don't yell at the guy who bags your groceries. Don't yell at him.
I'm not yelling at
him. No, I'm another customer, ma'am. Mm. I don't. I'm just.
Oh, you look just like the guy who bags our groceries. No insult intended.
That's a good one. You look like you look like my uncle. No insult intended. Well, I think there might be. All right, everybody.
Wait, I want to go. I want to go.
What do you want to do?
I want to buy stuff in the same.
All right. Get you.
Can I give you a suggestion? Be meaner.
All right.
Not that it's me. Go nuts.
Would you Marcus? Stop?
Hold on, Marcus.
What'd you make last year? What did you claim?
Hold on. Just play the one. It's too much noise. Okay, go ahead.
Ready? Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I guess you're asking because you need to have conversations with someone. You can usually tell when people buy 7 copies of Us Weekly.
I work in an office that's actually for different. I work in a medical office that's just for different doctors' waiting rooms.
Oh, okay, yeah. A medical office.
Liar! That's the person behind you. Why are they mean?
This is the worst supermarket.
You bag of shit.
Can we please hurry up?
I'm the manager. Lisa, I told you, don't talk to the customers.
No, he chatted me up first.
No, he didn't, Lisa. We're watching you on security camera, and you were talking to the customers. This gentleman didn't say anything to you.
Why are you watching me on security camera? You don't get enough porn on your laptop at home?
All right, you know that was something I told you personally.
Yeah.
Guys.
Isn't that neat? He's the manager. That's how he has a laptop so he can look at porn. You here got these VHS tapes. These are just R-rated movies. Grow up. Jerk off to some real nudity.
Okay, first of all, these I'm buying these as a prank present.
Shut up!
Oh, you're a guy who buys prank presents.
No one likes prank presents. I bought you a star. Good. I don't fucking believe you. Buy me a star. I planted a tree in Africa. Great. Now get me a gift too.
Yeah, is it a fruit tree? I want some bananas here.
I think it's great
in
to plant.
6 months.
I think it's great to plant trees. But you don't just make that your only gift when your kid's 13. I had an aunt did that once. Oh, I bought you a tree. They planted it. Yeah? Well, I don't fucking appreciate it. There, I'm 13. That's the good part about me.
I'm going to find that tree. I'm going to find that tree.
There's a story about that tree.
I'm going to find it.
You ever hear that song, Todd?
Oh, God. Oh, God, Todd.
These are tomatoes.
This is how fast I am. Watch how fast I can be. Ready? Go. Huh? It probably looks like you in the bedroom. Ooh, I'm gonna come right away. It hasn't even started yet.
That's what this cashier says. See, this bitch.
She works very blue. She works very blue.
Looks like you in your bedroom. Yeah. Here's you. All right, listen.
All right.
We gotta go. We got like 10 minutes left. You can turn that background noise off. Hey. You can shut that off. Or fade it out. Turn it off.
God's again it.
God's again it. Yelling again it. I'm again it. Jesus again it.
I get everybody getting it. You go out there and be mean spirited and spread the hate.
Drink Dos Equis. Drink Dos Equis.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in our.
Okay, to fade the music out.
All right. Drink Dos Equis.
Okay, shh.
He's sponsored.
We have so much. We got to go in for the close. We found Rory. I don't know.
God, by the way, can I just mention one thing? Did you know that when the president of NBC initially saw the pilot for the Golden Girls, he decided. Oh. I thought it'd be funny if you start from something way out there, and then it just backed into.
I thought you were giving a real fact.
With all of that, I do have a interest. I do have a funny thing to say on the topic.
Is it real?
This is real.
To George Carlin?
To George Carlin. If you think about Betty White and that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
She now has another show called Hot in Cleveland about three women who moved to Cleveland in their golden years, and they live with a crazy old lady who is played now by Betty White. She's essentially playing, in the same show, she's playing the Estelle Getty role now that she's 20 years later.
Daniel Keno, another useless fact.
You have my manager's message. We can play that. This guy's out of his goddamn mind. I'm going to let him go. He leaves messages on my machine. He doesn't even understand.
Hey, John, it's your manager, Lance. I just wanted to put a couple little bucks in your... I know you're getting ready to record your show. So I'm just, you know, we've been talking about trying to line up sponsors for your podcast, and I just, you know, I've been working on this, and I'll fuck it up today. I'll fuck up your stupid podcast by being fucking dumb.
How's he talk to me like this?
I got a lot of fucking important...
Pause it.
Listen to me.
Please. This is a real message that he left me. I swear to God. And he doesn't get it. Wait till you hear some of the things he tells me I should do to make this podcast good. He does not get it. And then he says, I got these people coming out to see you. People, just play it. But I swear to God, this is really my manager.
I got a lot of important people, all right? So go on your show and do your funny, whatever, do that. Those funny stuff, the things that you do. I think you should wear more costumes and stuff during your podcast. I think that's going to help us.
What?
So just, yeah. I want you to take, I got the assistant regional co-manager for the eastern part of Riverside County. He handles food distribution to probably 65% of the restaurants in all of eastern Riverside County. So don't fuck it up.
He's coming
He's
to see
gonna
me.
He's going to listen. Don't do some stupid whatever fucking thing you're going to do. All right? His brother-in-law owns half of Pea Soup Anderson. Are you listening to
he
what
owns
I'm saying
half
to you?
Of Pea Soup Anderson.
So if you want to take it up to the next level, you better fucking dial it in and don't be such a god.
He recognizes
it.
He's trying to tell people about my show that are at the gas station.
Yeah, that's at
dotglass.com.
It's great. Dotglass.com. Great stuff. It's a podcast. Like a video. Anyway, I had some phone trouble. Don't fuck it up. All right, buddy. Be funny. Get out there. Ha 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 ha.
How's that supposed to make me?
I'm professional.
Well, he just shows he's out of touch. Did you hear what he said? I don't know if you heard about the costumes.
I can't get those kind of people to come to my shows. What? Regional assistant.
Wait, this is a big deal?
Missing the point. No.
Well, wait. Maybe Roy's right. Maybe I take this for granted.
I mean, he was able to get that guy to come see you.
Who was he?
He's working in the smallest. He's like that detailed of a person. He's going house to house. You heard it. He told the people at the gas station, you got to listen to the podcast. I think you're freaking out.
I think you might be right.
I think he's a good manager.
Sounds passionate.
Yeah. I mean, he cares about your podcast. He doesn't know what it's called, but he cares about it.
Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, what do you think?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Okay, can I talk to you?
Hello?
I know you hear me.
Hello?
You have a sickness.
Hello?
You're sick.
Hello?
You have a fucking problem.
Hello?
You have an illness.
Hello?
You have an illness.
Hello?
You're trying to pull a power
Hello?
Trip. I know what you're fucking doing.
Hello?
You have a sickness.
Hello?
Seriously, you're fucked up.
Hello?
It's just disgusting.
Hello?
Don't think because you have a dainty
Hello?
Voice, what you're doing isn't vile.
Hello?
It's just vile, it's wrong, and it's disgusting. You should absolutely know what you're doing is wrong, and that's not a nice way to treat somebody. You've hurt my feelings so many times when you call on the show and you do this, and I really don't think you understand that it makes me feel just really, really bad. It makes me think that there's somebody on the show that you love so much more than me that you can't even give me the dignity to answer the phone.
All right, look, you want to know the truth? I've heard you every time. I've always heard you. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Why are you doing that to me?
I don't know. I like Daniel Keno, and I want to talk to him.
Do you understand when you were doing that last week with Blake Wexler? That crushes me.
It's the only way I can bypass you.
You really do hear me?
I do. I do hear you. I do.
Well, why would it kill you to like both of us? Me, you could like Daniel, you could like Keno. It's not a competition here on the show. We all work here together. We all do it together. And I know it sounds crazy, but I mean, Daniel's right when he talks about the Golden Girls. I mean, this is what this is. We're the Golden...
Hello?
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 Oh, come on.
Hello?
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 Hello, Daniel Keno?
Oh, my God.
Oh, hi.
Hi, could you ask Todd what he thinks about himself on the show?
Go ahead, answer me.
Hello?
You know what? I may as well communicate through him.
Hello?
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Go ahead, ask Daniel a question.
Hello, Daniel Keno?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Do you know if, do you know what Todd, what is Todd like about the show?
Ask her. Ask me.
Todd, what do you like the most about doing
Hello?
This show?
I like hanging out with
Hello?
My friends.
Yeah, I'm here. You here?
Hello, Daniel Keno?
Yeah, he likes hanging out
Hello?
With his friends. Todd likes,
Hello?
You asked me a question.
Hello?
About-
she won't be any yeah. part of communicating Hello? My information. She's smart. She knows that what you're trying to do is help me, so she won't even, do that.
Hello, Daniel Keno?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
So, Todd, what's his favorite color?
You know, I don't think you want to know. I think
Hello?
You just caught... I think you just called it Torment Todd.
Oh, my God. We're having so much fun. We have a new sponsor on the show. We are now being sponsored, which, by the way, I think in the history of podcasting, it's the first time to ever get sponsored by a state. And I want to give thank you, Florida.
In Florida, you can feed your passion for a palm-fringed green, a river of grass, and an emerald sea. You can journey through time and through a timeless place. Make a splash.
Fade it out.
Or catch a wave.
All right, fade it out.
Float away.
I was going to have you do one for your like hometown. Play the other music. Hi, this is Rory Scovel.
Hi, this is Rory Scovel for South Carolina. Folks, have you ever wanted to have a good time? Have you ever wanted to go tuba down the river, maybe a canoe trip? You ever want to get in a hot air balloon and just go up and see what it's all about? South Carolina has it. We've got oxygen. We've got grass. We got hot dogs. We got kids laughing, hanging out with other kids. Jump rope everywhere. You like tic-tac-toe? Remember that? Remember tic-tac-toe? We got it in South Carolina.
Tic-tac-toe.
We got more than you can handle. We invented the Cracker Barrel.
Hold on. I'm starting this bit all over again. I want you. This is what we're going to close on. Here's what we're going to close on. We're closing on this bit. But then it's like with the credits roll, I'm going to play a song on this on the organ. Because I think it would be nice for the show. So we're going to close on this bit, but I'm going to throw it to you one more time, okay? Because I thought of a thing to... the guy who does the pictures to all the songs, you know, he puts pictures.
Right,
picture,
yeah.
He's got to do that to this. Is that a good... Was that worth stopping
yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
for?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's going, South Carolina, we got this, we got that. So, and then we're going to ride out of here on that. And then it's like when I go up to the keyboard to play, that's just sort of, you know, as we say, good, we go into the close, okay?
Yeah.
But we'll, you know, we'll shoot it for the show. So thank you so much. I usually like to say goodbye.
Anything
so.
You want to promote?
Anything you want to plug?
No.
Okay, good. So, okay, here's who we go.
No,
okay.
When does this drop? Friday?
Yes. No, next Friday.
No, never mind. I'll All be right. dead by then.
What does it say when you call your message machine always on your voicemail?
Oh, leave a message or they're going to kill me.
No, say it exactly how you say it on there.
Oh, hey, this is Rory. Please leave a message or they're going to kill me.
And I always go, who's going to kill you, Rory? And I've said it how many every time. I go, Rory, you got to open up to me. You got to let me know who's going to kill you. And then I call him back a month later, and I go, Rory, who's going to kill you? And then when he picks up, I go, Rory, you got to let me know. He goes, Todd, I can't tell you. They kill me. I go, Rory, you got to trust me. And then literally, I asked him once if it got old. He goes, no. I go, please don't ever change that message, because I will do that forever, ever. I would love nothing more than to be 60 going, Rory, who is going to kill you? You got to tell me. All right, so Daniel, thank you very much. Keep, hey, I don't ask for that any money for the show. I don't think I ever will. I know I never will. Well, I won't. But I ask you to tweet for me, and guess what? You really do, and I appreciate it. So tweet Kia, you know, again, say tweet, Say, call Todd's management, Brillstein Entertainment. Get him on the phone. I want them to make an effort to call me. Okay, because I think I'm right for them. Okay,
so, I'm on Twitter, too.
Now, what is this? I hear you're funny at parties?
Oh, did you read that on Twitter?
Yeah, I read that.
I love that, by the way. If you tweeted me, whenever I put dates on, if you tweet something about a party, I laugh at every single one of them, so please don't stop.
I love it. And Daniel, I know you and Jordan just walk around having a great time all day. And Mikey LaRue, thank you for putting... This is Mikey LaRue. You say it.
This is Mikey LaRue.
This is Mikey LaRue. Caller, go ahead.
This is Mikey LaRue.
LaRue? Idiot.
Dumb caller.
Okay, so there we go. Katie, your show, when's the next time you're doing it? She doesn't know. They closed it, actually. That whole place closed. There's no more show where Katie does it. She stopped doing it. But you know what? Well, she did it. Oh, I got you to perk up. I knew eventually. All right, so we're going to do the bit, and then we'll do that. We're done. Right. Thank you. Here's Rory Scovel for Georgia. No. Picture guy, get ready for this. South Carolina.
Folks, have you ever wanted to get up into a hot air balloon with a rocket ship on your back and fly into the stars and see what it feels like? Well, that's what we got for you here in the great state of South Carolina. Nestled in the southwest, southeast of the United States of America, and their big brother to the north is Canada, and just to the south is Mexico. Right in the middle of it all, South Carolina. We've got Greenville, sister city to Bergamo, Italy. We've got Charleston, South Carolina on the coast. Want to walk up and down the Battery and look at the old mansions and all the old rich people owned? Go ahead and do that. We've got it in Charleston. We've got county fairs every single weekend. Every single weekend. We've got monster truck shows every Tuesday and Thursday and last Friday of every Wednesday. If you like cotton candy, we have three different mills in South Carolina that manufacture cotton candy, and that leads into a chocolate river. We're one of the only states in the United States of America that only has chocolate rivers and popcorn-colored trees. And shows, Dylan, we have air shows every single night of the week. A lot of people complain about the noise, North Carolina, Georgia, but the air shows never, ever stop. We've got military bases on every single block. We've got race car driving. We've got gas station guzzling. We've got the raves. We have raves every single Saturday night. Parade up and down the street. This is what you get in South Carolina. You get an entire community full of chickens wrapped inside of a hot air balloon inside of a moon bounce at a kids' festival downtown where we've got the best food you can imagine. Pizza. We got pizza on a stick. We got ice cream on a cone. We got ice cream and pizza on a cone. We got cotton candy, as mentioned before, and popcorn-colored trees. We've got green people, red people, purple people, blue people, yellow people, turquoise people, white people, black people, brown people, off-white people, off-black people, gray people, forest green. We've got leaves, the color of midnight. We've got stars. Every single star in the universe has personally congratulated South Carolina on being one of the best states in the United States of America. South
Carolina. Alrighty, well, that's the end of the show, but you hear that music behind us? That's because right after Rory was done doing his bit, we all walked over to the stage and we played a song, and Mikey LaRue did a great music video. He did a great job, and we're putting it up Tuesday, so we don't play the whole thing at the end of the show, because it's all visual, but we thought we'd just put a music video. So this is the end of the show. There's the music in the background. You watch the music video, so then it all makes sense. So that's it. And by the way, thanks for tweeting Kia. I appreciate when you do that stuff. I really do. And it does help. Keep tweeting them. Say, call Todd's management, Brillstein Entertainment. Come on already. Pick up the phone and call Brillstein Entertainment. Come on, there's 30, 40, 50,000 of you some weeks. Let's really help me with that. Please. All right, enough with that. Enough begging. All righty, everybody. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.